appreciate it. You know, again, kind of wrapped up the, you know, the second, third rounds today, and you know, we've been upstairs just working on the board, just kind of preparing for tomorrow. There's a lot of good players still on the board, just kind of mapping out our plan, our strategy that way, and that's where we're at. So we're excited about tomorrow, and then of course after the draft was the we have college free agency, which we're preparing for, and we'll be ready for that and ready to attack that as well. So with that, I'll open up for questions.
Dennis, how would you say that you did overall today as far as the trades? I mean, did you set yourself up really well for tomorrow, do you think? What do you think?
No, I felt like, first of all, and again, our staff did a great job. There's so many moving pieces. You know, whether it's, you know, you're calling multiple clubs, you have a lot of different scenarios. We have different, you know, we utilize technology with, we have a trade calculator that does all kinds of different scenarios and putting the different proposals together to see what fits best, what gives us the best value. But again, it comes down to players. But our staff did a great job with that, whether it be our director of college scouting, Chris Greer, you know, Joe Shane is our assistant director of college scouting, Donna Ponte, Chris Shea, so many guys, so many people involved, just making sure that worked well. But we felt great about it. Again, the purpose of all the moves is to get good players and bring them to our roster, guys that will help us win, guys that fit what we're trying to do, guys that fit, they are good teammates that will be good in the community. And again, an emphasis, you've probably noticed every person has been a team captain. That doesn't mean every pick will be a team captain, but it's important to us. That we bring in those type of people that can help our team, again, with the goal being winning a championship.
When you moved up for Billy Turner, Marcus Martin was still on the board. What was the thinking of Turner over Martin? Why go that direction?
Because we like Billy Turner. Billy Turner's a guy that can play guard. He can play tackle. We love his demeanor. We love his size. We like his athleticism. We feel like he can do a lot of different things. Obviously, he was at North Dakota State, a smaller college, but a very successful. He was a winner. Our interactions with him went really well. We felt like he was a fit for us, and we liked the player. Obviously, that's how we valued him.
In terms of what you saw at the Senior Bowl from him, what was it that caught your eye, if anything?
Well, a lot of times with small school guys, when they go to the Senior Bowl, they're playing against, you know, the level of competition is raised. And the number one thing, obviously, was with going into a new environment, learning new offenses, or defenses, learn new techniques, being coached by pro coaches. A lot of times there's all kinds of different things thrown against them. And how they handle that, you know, do they, you know, they rise to the level of competition, how they compete, that's an important part of it. And as we watched Billy Turner throughout the week, we felt like he got better each day, and he really stepped up. I mean, he was really competitive and really brought it. And so that really stood out. And again, it was an opportunity to meet with him and talk through him, getting a feel for the makeup of the person as well.
Dennis, how would you describe your wide receiver situation now, and where did Jarvis fit in?
We like our wide receiver situation. We think we have a lot of good players that can do a lot of different things, a lot of versatile pieces, guys that can get open, catch the ball, make plays, run after catch, all those things. We feel like we got a lot of good pieces there, and Jarvis will fit right in.
Dennis, what time will you leave tonight, and what time will you return here in the morning?
There won't be much time. I'm pretty much wrapping up tonight, and then we'll probably be in around 6 or so in the morning. You know, so the college free agency takes a lot of planning. We've put a lot of time into that because there's a lot of, you know, it's somewhat organized chaos with 32 teams trying to line up a 90-man roster with once the draft's over. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes planning that we have to do with involving our coaches and our scouts. So doing a lot of preparation with that, as well as preparing for the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds.
You've addressed two offensive linemen in your first three picks. Do you feel like you're comfortable, you're good enough there, and you can tackle other areas with the rest of your draft, or do you still feel like there's work that needs
We're looking for good players. We always feel like we want to continue to add to that, getting that best 53-man roster that we can get. Again, whether it be offensive linemen, receivers, whatever, we're looking for good players to keep adding to the team.
Dennis, the best thing that you guys have done these last 2 days, what would you say it is?
I would just say work together. Obviously, this is the first time being in a draft environment with coaches, and it's a different environment. You know, we implemented a lot of new things that took some adjustment, but just the collaboration and working together, I think that's gone really well. Obviously, there's never total agreement on every aspect of the weekend and through the draft, through every round, but it's worked well. People working together, working hard, and we really felt like we've been prepared for every situation. And again, it's worked out well for the Miami Dolphins.
Has there been any run that sort of surprised you? Maybe safety in the first, or
yeah, I mean, there, you know, that would be historically that was a little bit of an anomaly. Again, there's been certain surprises on an individual basis. But again, there's always that. And again, there's 31 other draft boards. So, you know, all teams view players under their own subjective lens. So there's always going to be those.
And how different has this draft been for you as being the man, as being, you know, one of the men in the past?
Well, we still see this is a team effort. It's a cumulative work. And, you know, I always talked about the process, and the process takes into account a lot of different people all playing their role. And that process leads you to sound decisions. We definitely feel that way. So obviously, in it playing a different role, it's been exciting. It's been great. And the exciting part and the thing that, you know, just keeps you going is when you add good players, and especially talking to them on the phone and sensing that genuine excitement to be a Miami Dolphin. You know, these guys are pumped. You know, a lot of times they get emotional. You hear the family in the background, and, you know, just, you know, like right now it just gives me goosebumps just thinking about those guys and how excited they are to be part of our organization and what we're trying to accomplish here.
How does it change or get harder as the later rounds?
Well, there's you know, there's a lot more trading for one. You know, there's a lot of people moving around. So, you know, keeping up with that and, you know, monitoring that, you know, and just, you know, the picks are coming quicker. You know, that's probably the biggest change. And so if you are going to make moves, you have to do it rather quickly. So, I mean, those are just some of the things. And it's just there's a lot more players being drafted in a shorter period of time.